You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, project manager for the Concentrate Media Project by that name. And we want to welcome Sarah. What did you write about this week, and who else is joining us to talk more about that?
So I'm writing about two nonprofits that I've actually written about in the past, but they had a really cool collaboration over the summer. And so I have brought with me Natasha Motzinger, who is the executive director of Our House, an organization that serves young people who are transitioning out of foster care. They already have one supportive housing location that they call the Launch Pad, and they are opening up a second supportive housing unit for slightly younger foster kids who are getting ready to transition out. And they were helped in putting that house together and getting it all furnished by another local nonprofit called House Into Home. House Into Home typically helps people who are coming out of homelessness, maybe transitioning out of a shelter into their first apartment post-homelessness, and they help them furnish it with, you know, bed linens, couches, everything they need, including, you know, decorations for the house. This is not sort of their usual wheelhouse. It doesn't have to do with homelessness, but they thought it would be a good project for them to help furnish the new home for Our House. And I will let Natasha talk about that in more detail.
Tell us about this. Is a second location for the Our House program now?
It is, yeah. So in the past year, we have added this new program with a contract with the state through DHHS. So we will actually be a contracted, licensed, independent living plus facility at the second house. The second house is twice as large as the current house that we have. So our new program that we just got has 10 bedrooms and a basement, and it's basically a four-story former sorority house close to Eastern's campus, but not surrounded by other sorority and fraternity houses. We will be housing youth between the ages of 16 and 20 who have demonstrated a need and a desire to learn to live independently and have that support while they develop those skills. We will hopefully be able to reach them at that younger age and be able to teach them those skills before they go out to the community. This would not have been possible at all without the strong support from House Into Home and many other community volunteers and other nonprofits who came together. This house was huge. It was a big project. Every room had to be painted. Everything needed to be put together. We didn't have, because, you know, we were just starting from scratch, we actually didn't have any of our furniture. We had nothing, but we had a plan. And as we were getting ready to implement that plan, our staff, a program manager who will actually be living on site with the youth in this new program, her mother is an employee with House Into Home. And so she mentioned what we were doing and what we were needing, and they made that connection. So Laura Roth, who is with House Into Home, went to her founders, and somehow I magically convinced them that this would be a good project for them. And we are so lucky. I mean, the place is beautiful. There's 10 beds, desks, dressers, bookshelves in each room. Every bedroom has art that can be traded out to be specific to that individual's taste, culture, and interest. There is school supplies that they put in every desk from the bottom to the top. They really made this place a home that people will want to live in. I would want to live there. It's so beautiful. They did an amazing job. On August 27th, we were finally finished painting thanks to the help of a local painter by the name of Alan Navarre, who volunteered his time and spent 3 weeks with us painting all 10 bedrooms plus every common area. After that got finished, they were able to come in and set everything up. And they are magic little elves. I got to come in toward the end of the day when they were wrapping it up. And it was like one of those extreme home makeover episodes for me. I got to walk through and have this awe-inspiring experience of seeing how wonderful these volunteers were in coming together to create something for these kids who many of them have not had anything this nice.
While the good news is you're expanding, but the not such good news is that there is a need for a place for those aging out of the foster care system to live.
Absolutely, yes. We are the only Washtenaw County-based facility of this kind. I use the word facility because it is familiar, but we actually hate that, so we're just calling it a home.
Right.
We don't want it to feel anything like a facility. We want them to feel like it's their house, it's their home. We are our house, and this is their house. So, yeah, it definitely was a need. As soon as we have announced to DHHS our intentions, which they were fully aware of and encouraged us to open this, and then presented to the courts and other local agencies, that we learned just how much need there is for it. We already have a waiting list, and we haven't even opened our doors yet. I'm not even done with training until Friday. So as soon as we are ready to go, we will have youth who are ready to move in.
One thing Sarah mentioned in her story about this week is the books that you stocked the house with. Can you tell us about that?
One of the things that House and Home does for everybody that they work with is ask for specific requests regarding literature and art or anything that somebody might want. They want to know your taste, your favorite colors, that kind of thing. And because we can't predict who will end up in our house, we asked for a variety of art and literature that would reflect protagonists from different cultures and a diverse set of art that could be applied to anyone and represents the people that might be living in the house, whether they be from any community. So we have books that have heroines who are LGBTQ and every other race and culture out there. House and Home actually delivered over 100 books just last week to fill up the rest of what we're calling the library area. And it's a wonderful collection. We hope to start a book club in the house because promoting reading is something that we as an agency already do and have a book club, but we want to expand it to be specific to these youth.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's article?
So I spoke to Anna, who Natasha mentioned briefly, who was going to be the live-in staff at the house, and talked to her about her experience. And then I talked to Laura Ross and Ruth Ann Logue from House and Home and just got a little bit of update about their organization. They actually were going strong all the way through the pandemic. They typically are furnishing at least one apartment for somebody coming out of homelessness. It's multiple times a week, every week. It's just amazing how many they do, even all the way through the pandemic. But what really was hard for them was after the pandemic, everybody wanted to, after the pandemic restrictions were lifted, everybody wanted to travel. So Ruth Ann was saying that this summer has been difficult because they didn't have as many volunteers as usual, which means they can't do as many apartments as usual. And I've seen them in action. It's just amazing. They just sent on an apartment with all their furniture, and they typically have the entire place set up in 4 or 5 hours or less. It took longer with our house because it's a three-story house instead of an apartment. But anyway, they always need volunteers. And so there's a link to their website in there. If anybody thinks this is a cool cause, you know, you've got opportunities to help them out by either donating gently used furniture or volunteering.
Sarah Rigg, On the Ground Ipsy. We look forward to reading more about this. Natasha Motzinger, Executive Director of Our House, thanks for talking to us here as well.
Thanks, Lisa, for having me.